Welcome back to our 32 Deems in 32 Days right here at JoeBucksFan.com as we count it down. We're getting closer to the draft within 2 weeks of the draft. And 2 weeks from today, we'll be getting ready for the second and third round as those rounds will be on a Friday night this year. And once again, we're going to have you covered. Still ironing out the details, but don't worry, we'll have you covered on the radio side of things. Be sure to continue to check right here at JoeBucksFan.com and on my webpage at 620WDAE.com, keyword draft. All you got to do is type in draft and hit enter. It takes you right to the draft page, or if you just want to click on the word that says draft, takes you there as well. Today we are going to take a look at the New York Giants. The Giants, whenever you think of them, and really this is also these 32 teams in 32 days, a peek into how I come up with my draft picks. With teams like the Giants, and the Giants are a great example, you not only have to look at maybe some of the needs that they might have, but also the types of players that the Giants like to go after. And why I say that is you're looking at disciplined football players, Tom Coughlin type players, disciplined. Guys who aren't going to have really major character flaws, going to be able to come in, be solid football players, be productive in college, and be able to step in and contribute right away. The Giants with the 15th pick, you know, some of the needs that the Giants might be looking at, defensive line. Chris Canty was injured for a majority of last year. OC Umanyora hasn't been the same. If they do expect them to be back, that would help. But I think defensive line and defensive depth along that defensive line is also always a need for the Giants. And that's why you're going to continue to look both at defensive end and defensive tackle. The top two defensive ends will be under consideration. Derek Morgan, who really is probably more of a Tom Coughlin type player than Jason Pierre-Paul of USF. Derek Morgan, productive in college, no character flaws, very solid against the run, against the pass, very physical. I mean, just fits that whole mentality of Tom Coughlin. I'm kind of talking myself into Derek Morgan being the pick right now, but Jason Pierre-Paul also under consideration, defensive end coming from USF. I know after being at USF's pro day, Tom Coughlin was there, did have a keen eye on both Jason Pierre-Paul and Nate Allen. So you know that he's very interested probably in both of those players as they both fit positions of need for the Giants. We have talked about the Giants' safety position still up in the air. They did get Antrell Roll. They do have Kenny Phillips still dealing with an injury. He's still fighting to come back. If they do want to add depth at the safety position, I think it'll be later on in the draft, not this early at the 15th pick. As I said, defensive lineman, defensive ends, defensive tackle, maybe a Dan Williams. The Giants are going to run a hybrid, kind of a Tampa 2, but more of a physical Tampa 2, kind of taking the philosophies of a Tampa 2 and mixing them with the Philadelphia Eagles and being aggressive and being willing to blitz and get after the quarterback. The Giants, one thing that they're lacking is, to me, it's a major issue as a middle linebacker. They do not have a middle linebacker that can step in right now. Brandon Spikes, I think they were hoping that he would be or at least run faster than a 5-flat 40. With that 5-flat 40, he's out. I do know that the Giants are going to hope that Rolando McClain falls to them at 15. I don't see it happening. And if it does, it's a match made in heaven, and it works out. He's a Tom Coughlin-type player. He succeeded at LSU or at Alabama under Nick Saban. I'm back in the Nick Saban LSU days. But at Alabama, he's very successful. Hard worker, discipline, everything you want out of a linebacker. Does deal with Crohn's disease, which might hurt him a little bit, but I just don't see him falling to the Giants at 15 because of how valuable he is with his size and his speed. So who do the Giants look to? They could also look offensive line, one of these offensive tackles. If they were to fall, I sincerely doubt that they will. Mikey Iupati is another possibility at the guard position to step in. Rich Subert is not getting any younger, and I think the Giants would like to get to a younger along their line, whether it be at left tackle and moving David Deal inside to guard, or at the guard position, Iupati would be under consideration. But middle linebackers, we said, to me, maybe the biggest need for the Giants. They could try and wait and maybe grab a Darrell Washington in round two. But, you know, with Rolando McClain, I'm saying off the board. You have Sean Weatherspoon, who is a guy who's very versatile, can play outside linebacker, can play inside linebacker, really can do a lot of different things, has good speed, has great strength. Not the biggest guy, but big enough. 6'1", 240 pounds, able to get deep in that Tampa 2 defense, but also physical enough to stick his head in and really stop the run in the defense when opposing teams like to run the ball, as they do in the NFC East. So I think Sean Weatherspoon is a possibility. Once again, Weatherspoon, a defensive end. You got those top two defensive ends. Defensive tackles, Brian Price, Dan Williams, maybe not as big of talents as maybe the defensive ends or Sean Weatherspoon. And then, as we talked about, Mike Iupati, I think, will be under consideration as well. It's going to do it for the Giants as we continue to count it down. A team with two first-round picks we do tomorrow. That's the Seattle Seahawks. What will they do? Well, they've got the 6th pick and the 14th pick. We're going to talk about what they'll do with both of those picks come tomorrow. You don't want to miss it, so make sure you keep coming back as we count them down. 32 teams, 32 days leading right up to the first round of the 2010 NFL Draft. You're going to hear it on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal, but you're going to follow all the coverage right here at JoeBucksFan.com.